Okay, we're back from recess that we took for the purpose of a public hearing. It's 10:52.
Ken, are you wanting to mute yours for a minute, or do you have something you wanted to tell us?
I almost have it. Excuse me. Almost have it finished.
Okay. To give you a little slack, we're going to move on to what?
Funding. Did you want to talk about the funding?
Yeah, let's move. Let's jump to item number 7, which is discussion and consideration of funding for the MBA. Brianne, correct me if I'm wrong, but the MBA does not have a bank account.
It does not.
Currently.
Well,
or did we decide just to do a separate fund? I can't remember where that discussion ended up.
We'll probably just start by setting up a fund.
Similar to what we do with the RDA.
A PTIF account.
So that would not require a new bank account, correct?
No.
Okay. So the discussion is if we need to load that fund
with operating cash.
With some operating cash.
Mm-hmm. My recommendation, for discussion's sake, not necessarily fighting for it, but to open the door. What if we were to put $10,000 into it from the general fund as operating cash, do it as a loan in essence, or maybe it'd be straight fund, but put it $10,000 into it. What it is doing is the use of the MBA is for the county's purposes beyond the Dutch General Water System.
That's where my mind was going. For the record, The potential new health clinic, mm-hmm, would be under the MBA as well.
Right. And then the legal things that aren't legal and or whatever other services that happen prior to getting it going, both the district or the health clinic as well as the water system, that at least has a cash balance for whatever expenses from either one would do it, at least to start with.
And for clarity, for the public's sake, and for the record, the reason why it's important for us to do these projects under the MBA rather than just under the county is because if we don't, the money that we receive from the CIB fund has to be taken into consideration, and because it's federal money, it could affect or would affect the PILT payment that the federal government pays in lieu of taxes.
Can I help you with that?
Please.
CIB is mineral lease funds.
Yes.
And so the payment in lieu of taxes comes from mineral lease, and in an effort, anytime you use money from mineral lease, it can be taken out of the payment in lieu. And to protect our full payment of PILT, payment in lieu of taxes, the MBA is a way to guard
it. It's a shelter for that.
Yes.
So that's the dance.
Why the MBA exists.
Why it's important.
Thank you. That's important. What are your thoughts on that? With the two main users, one being the clinic ultimately, and the water system right now, I wonder, for discussion's sake, if both put $5,000 into it from the 28, as well as from the rural hospital tax.
I think there's some logic there.
Or do the 10 from the county's general.
I think I feel more comfortable, at least in the early part of this discussion, in not encumbering the general fund if we can help it. I think the idea of Fund 28, which is an enterprise fund outside of the general fund, separate from the general fund, and also the rural hospital tax fund, since those are going to be at least the two two users of the MBA that we have planned currently, I think there's some logic there to share that between the two, if it's appropriate to do so from the auditor's perspective.
$10,000 is just a number. I don't know, good, bad, indifferent. You know, if it's a good number, or if $5,000 is enough. It could be returned to both entities if it's not needed.
I don't know. Just a question. The only thing that needs to go through the MBA is the CID funding.
Okay.
So any expenses related to either of those projects before that aren't eligible anyways.
Right.
So they could be paid directly out of those funds, 28 and 34. Right?
Instead of transferring the money to the MBA, just do it as needed out of the funds, if needed.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I mean, because you're hoping that most of it's recoverable if you did put money into it, you know, in terms of reimbursable. But to your point, there's some stuff that may not be, if someone chose to do work that wouldn't be recovered, reimbursable.
Well, any of the work we do for the clinic now is not reimbursable until we get the project. So I can't see the purpose of doing it ahead of time. If it's going to go against us.
Right. I just, it was for discussion's sake.
Yeah. And that's how I feel, part of the discussion.
Differently last week, but it seems like maybe that might work. Because then those costs would be directly to where they're used.
To the projects, not commingled.
Less muddled. And with that, if we were to put, I still wonder, there was conversation about having a budget or something in it. But if that doesn't feel that, I think. At some point soon, we should have a PTF account at least, or a fund for it, because we're going to start running money in and out of it, right, in terms of the clinic and or the water. Let me figure out that. I just don't know, as an agenda item, what we need to do.
Can you think of anything that would have to be to set up a PTF account? What do you have to do? Do you have to have money to put in?
Yeah, I've got some PTF accounts that have very low amounts that we just use them. We just keep money in there so we don't lose those accounts. So we've got like $60 or something that we can add more funds to and change the name of the account. But PTF accounts are kind of hard to come by. So we try to hang on to the ones that we have.
Is it difficult to create a new one?
Mm-hmm.
How much time and effort is involved in that?
Not too much, but the numbers, they get kind of funny about the numbers and how many people have PTIFs. So I've got PTIFs that are available that we have small balances in.
With the CIB funding, it's going to be an escrow account.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to have to set up.
Yep, so the state sets up that
PTIF.
Right.
Okay. And it would happen the same for the...
And maybe two separate PTIF accounts for both projects.
Yeah.
I think CIB will require that.
But under the MBA. So we don't have a current PTIF that we could use for this purpose.
Do we need one? If the state's setting both up for the escrow side of it, we probably will need one because at some... Or tell me what we
will.
Need.
We'll need because our own. The state will facilitate it, but it'll still be our account.
Assigned to this project.
Mm-hmm. Just like we do with the water.
But will there need to be a third one as Fund 28, in this case, Fund 28 pays back all the billing and the escrow is going to go through the state-initiated or CIB-initiated. Do we need one?
I don't think so, because we pay all the bills out of Zion's checking. So the money will be transferred, just like the water project. Money will be transferred from the PTIF into our checking account so we can pay the bills. So it repays us. So we wouldn't need a third account.
So they put money into the escrow, the PTIF account that's
designated
for the project we have access to, but I don't think you can take many out of
it. I don't think you can
take
money out
of it. But the MBA will have to have a budget of some kind, whether it has a PTIF account within it or not. So and there's a difference. When you say make a fund, it'll be a new line in the budget for the MBA or whatever. But
it'll be creating a fund in our general ledger system.
Okay. And the MBA by itself, depending, and this is where Kent has to come into it, I don't know what the bond's going to look like in terms of protecting the MBA functioning as it should. If what that lease agreement between the water system and the MBA is going to be, and what has to happen financially for it to stay clean.
Then we do have a budget.
Just no money.
Well, so we have a budget, and as soon as we get revenue, then we can have expenditures. I mean,
right. That's what I meant.
We do have a budget, but it's based on the very first numbers that we got from CFP, so we knew that we'd have to open the budget and probably change that when we get those kind of numbers. And then when the clinic, when something happens with that, we again have to adjust the budget to include that project in there. So we may be okay just going forward as we are. Because if it's just the CIB money that's got to go into that municipal building fund, then we can wait until we have that funding.
And then work with Kent to make sure whatever the agreements, the bond stuff, that you're in the same conversation so that you know what to do on, if it's different than what you're anticipating.
Because the municipal building authority will actually be the bond holder or the bond person, and then you're getting the bond.
Right. And then whatever paper agreements have to happen between the system and the bond, in the end.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear in my mind then that we will need to create a new fund with a PTIF account tied to it that CIB will pay the money to, and then we'll pay that out of that fund to pay the contractors for the project.
So what happens, like, the water system, for example, they put the $500,000 in there, so that PTIF has that. We carry pays out of Fund 28, the bills for Sunrise Engineering and whatnot. And then Sunrise Engineering takes those invoices and they request from the state reimbursement.
So right,
the state
and that's
that
the
PTIF and deposits it into our Zion's checking.
And that's the drinking water.
Uh-huh.
And money that doesn't have to be protected by the
but
MBA.
It's the same,
right.
But it's the
it
same.
It should be the same
theory.
Concept,
right.
For the MBA,
right.
For the different projects.
I guess where I'm unclear is, do we still need to create a new PTIF for the MBA that
the
money
state
will go into?
Will do that. Yep. And so you'll have a project for the clinic and a project for the other, whatever. What's your
another
other
project for the using CID?
Yes.
The state will create that on our behalf.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we'll have access to write checks from.
I can't take money out of it.
But you can put it on like you do the drinking water one right now so that we know
what's coming. We do a reimbursement request. Okay. They get approved by the state. Then the state pulls the money out of PTIF.
So, and then they'll write the checks.
But you show that PTIF currently on the
yes.
on the list. And you can do the same for. So we'll have a second one on the drinking water. Mm-hmm. And then the MBA will. Well, the MBA will show up on there more.
Because they'll have a fund associated to it, so it could be Fund 82.
So I guess my confusion is, I was involved when I was in the Special Service District Number 1. I was involved with that road project that we got CIB funding for. And the way that operated for that project was we would write a check from our account and give them a copy of it to CIB. We would write the check to the contractor,
yes.
give CIB a copy of it and hold the check, mm-hmm. and then they would write us a check that would then go into our account, our checking account,
to cover that check
we wrote. Is that the same thing we're talking about, mm-hmm. the same process?
Although we've not done it exactly the same with the drinking water one, because we actually paid the bill. We didn't hold the check.
Bills. Yeah, we don't hold the checks. We pay the bills.
So that's changed. A little bit, right? If we have
that's our choice. CIB will allow us to hold those checks. Part of the reason that I haven't done that is because of the amount of the checks and security with the bank wire transfers or ACH payments. CIB just wants to see proof of payment. And so, because we have the cash.
Will we have the cash, especially if both of these projects are happening simultaneously?
Well, I'm worried about it. At some point, I'd like to see a stronger fund balance, even though I know. But getting into that cash flow makes me nervous. I'm not second guessing.
And then we have three projects going on.
I'm worried for our cash flow. If there is a legitimate way.
The MBA won't have money to spare to pay that one, so we'll hold those checks and get that reimbursement, and then we'll just, as long as the contractors are okay. I know the engineers are used to that, so at least the contractor on the water one was used to it the last time he did the last 10, at least that part of it.
And just so you know, on the cash summary, if we do write a check, and even if we do hold it,
it's going to
show a negative balance in your cash summary.
Until it's refunded.
Even if the check hasn't. Report that it's
but if you hold it, then the cash flow is not an issue.
It'll still reflect that a check
was written. But the cash summary will reflect that the check was written, but it won't. The transfer of money actually hasn't happened.
Yes, that's
so that there's
you'll
not a cash flow problem.
Yeah. Your reports that you get
will reflect.
Aren't going to reflect that the check's already been paid.
Even
so
though
you'll
it hasn't.
Have a negative balance in some funds.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily what's in the checking account.
Are we ready?
Whenever you guys are, when we can stop.
Yeah.
So are we tabling?
Yeah, we'll just recess.
But on this one, are we done with? Are we at a point where we can just say it's done?
I think so. Is that what I'm hearing?
Are we tabling it?
We're okay.
You're the boss.
So there's not a need. I guess what I'm asking is there still a need for us to transfer money from Fund 28 or from the Rural Hospital Tax Fund? Okay, because that was. I know we're kind of wading into this and learning as we go to some respect. So that was a question, whether we needed, first of all, whether we needed another bank account for the MBA. And I think we've determined we don't. And I think we've determined, if I'm hearing correctly, that we don't need to preload that fund with any money. So we're good on item number seven. That's...
But we are creating a new fund, is that correct? Okay.
So the MOA part of it, that is that a, what is it? Like an MOU? It's a memorandum of agreement.
Yeah, that's a different item than what we're on right now. We were on number seven.
Oh, okay. All right.
I never did receive that, so that's... It's not in a packet.
Right. So number seven, we're tabling unless
it's... Well, or do we need to make a motion, have a motion on the table to create a new fund? Is that required?
Probably be safe to do that.
I'd say let's move forward in that fashion through a motion to create a new fund for the MBA.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to create a new fund for the Municipal Building Authority that will handle specifically the project at hand, which is the water tank project with the CIB grant and loan.
And potential new and projects.
Yeah.
Relative to the clinic.
Right. Yep, potentially other projects in the future. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's go ahead and take a recess. I believe that...
Commissioners?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to cut you off, Matt. I tried to update both the MBA and Resolution 2403. You can take a look at it during your break.
Okay. Very good.
I think I got everything I needed, but I'd love your feedback.
Okay. We'll look at that. Thank you, Kent. So we'll go ahead and...
Brianna, I sent one to you, too.
Perfect.
So we'll go ahead and recess for a town hall meeting with Senate hopeful Brad Wilson. And it is 11:14.